Lost by Joy Fielding. Read by Lindsay Ellison.
Disc 1.
Chapter 1. The morning began, as did so many of their mornings, with an argument. Later, when it was important to recall the precise order of events, the way everything had spun so effortlessly out of control, Cindy would struggle to remember what exactly she and her older daughter had been fighting about. The dog? The shower? Her niece's upcoming wedding? It would all seem so mundane, so trivial, so unworthy of raised voices and increased blood pressure. A blur of words that blew past their heads like a sudden storm, scattering debris but leaving the foundation intact. Nothing extraordinary, to be sure. The start of an average day, or so it had seemed at the time. Images. Cindy in the ratty green and navy terrycloth bathrobe she'd bought just after Tom left, towel drying her chin-length brown hair as she emerges from her bedroom. Julia, at the opposite end of the wide upstairs hall, wrapped in a yellow and white striped towel, pacing back and forth in front of the bathroom between her room and her sister's, impatience bubbling like lava from a volcano inside her reed-thin 6-foot frame. Elvis, the perpetually scruffy apricot-colored Wheaton Terrier Julia brought with her when she'd moved back home just under a year ago, barking and snapping at the air as he bounces along beside her.
Heather, what in God's name are you doing in there?
Julia banged on the bathroom door, then banged on it a second time when no answer was forthcoming.
Sounds like she's taking a shower,
Cindy offered, regretting her interference as soon as the words were out of her mouth. Julia glared at her mother from underneath a mop of ash-blonde hair, painstakingly straightened every morning to obliterate even a hint of it.